Hello, hello everyone. This is To Be Mama. I haven't had a podcast in a while. I've been kind of busy doing different things, and sometimes life just gets in the way. But I did want to shout out to my audience to always remember to say thank you. Living is a gift from God. Living is special because we each have our own path. My son has his path, I have my path, and when our paths cross, wonderful things can happen. So I would like to remind everyone, especially this Easter weekend, to remember not only to thank God, but thank those who help you. Because with special needs, it's no one person. It's a team made up of doctors, nurses, caregivers that come together to help with the quality of life for your child. And the better team you have, the better the quality of life that that child will have. I'm a mom. I love my son to the moon and back. But there's some things that I miss, some things I don't pick up on that maybe his teacher will see, ask a question, spark interest, and make me pay more attention to it. And that is always a wonderful thing, that you have more than just your eyes looking, checking, and just knowing what's going on with your child. I've been lucky enough to have a team of caregivers. Kalique Isaac has 5 grown brothers and sisters. He has 14 nieces and nephews, and he is loved by each and every one. Not only that, he has a teacher who loves him dearly, teacher helpers who love him, his doctors who care for him and look out and try new techniques and help stabilize him with his seizures and his medication. He has a dedicated doctor that has known him for at least 6.5 years that I've had him. And sometimes going through life, things get stressful, things get busy, and we just forget to stop and turn around and say simply thank you. And no matter if it's a person job, like say it's a nurse taking care of your son or the doctor or wherever you're at, the teacher, you may feel it's their job. Well, yes, it is. But that doesn't mean that that job is easy. That doesn't mean that they don't like to hear thank you every once in a while. That doesn't mean that they don't want to be appreciated. And everyone has a need to be appreciated. So just remember to stop once in a while and say, you know what? I thank you for taking care of my son. I thank you for caring for him, making his quality of life better. I just thank you for all you do. And you will not believe the response that you can get from those, from that 2 words, thank you. I started to pay more attention to others, to humble myself, to take a step back and let others help care for my son. And he has flourished in school. He's a first grader. Yay! And he has done and grown more than I actually thought he would in public school. He has physical therapy come in. He has occupational therapy. He has a music class. He has interaction with other students, other children, other people, the teachers, the staff. And they work with him within his realm of moving. Now, he cannot hold even a baby's rattle for more than 5 seconds. But you know what? They created games and different things for him to hold a ball, a rattle, for 5 seconds. And that makes me happy that they're adjusting his program to fit him. No, he can't play an instrument, but they do a hand over hand kind of thing where they'll tap a tambourine or they'll help him beat on a drum. And to see him light up and enjoy it is just amazing. He's gone on field trips this year. He's done so many things. He's colored pictures. He's written things, and it's like I said, it's all hand over. But I like to stop and say thank you, because they didn't have to do that. He's incapable of holding a crayon. He's incapable of playing an instrument. But they take that extra time to hold his hand, to cup the instrument, to play the instrument, to draw a picture so that I can see that he actually is doing something different. Something that I probably wouldn't even think to do with him. Now, I do a lot of PT therapy with him. I do a lot of occupational things with him. I do from mouth manipulation down to his toes with range of motion and moving and things I've seen the therapist do. But sometimes you get those people that go above and beyond, and there's no other way of showing your appreciation than just saying thank you. So to keep it short and sweet, I want to remind everyone, not only with special needs children, but children or someone who's helped you, or your team that's helping you, whether it's a caregiver, your mom may be helping you, your sister may be helping you, your brother, your aunt, your uncle, the teacher, the doctors, the nurses, whoever is part of your team for your child, to stop, look them in the eye, and say, thank you. Always thank God first, because with him, no day is promised. Without him, he creates and makes everything. But the people that help, that he sends to help you, they need to be thanked too. And I wanted to remind everyone of that. So here's to having a safe and happy Easter weekend. And like I like to say, thank you for listening. Over and out. This is 2B Mom. Have a good one.